person came down somebody else. I know it ain't right, but it's all in my head. No, I'm surprised that I'm still alive. I should be dead.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome back to Wallace State Community College for the Coleman County Basketball Tournament. I'm Jason Spiegel, flying solo today. My partner unable to be here at the moment. We'll be coming in later. Ronnie, if you're out there listening, get on down to Wallace as fast as you can. I'm going to run out of things to say pretty fast. But we are here with Sports Talk Live, Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station, bringing you Coleman County basketball at its finest, boys, girls division, JV division. Am I out, Jay? Yeah, I don't know if I'm on the air or not, because I just went dead in my headset here. So, okay, folks, excuse that. Sometimes these road trips have a few interruptions, and I actually see Ronnie has walked in the door now, so we'll be getting him in here pretty quick. Let's take a look at what has happened so far in the Coleman County basketball tournament. And I copied some of this off the wall as before I came in, so if it's wrong, blame someone other than me. In the JB Boys division.
Can you hear yourself yet, by the way?
Yeah, I can hear myself now, and you can turn it down a notch. So.
I was monitoring what was on the air, and it's delayed by about 6 seconds. So, you know, you're looking at me, and I'm going, but you're not saying what you're saying.
No. Yeah. I was hearing myself fine, and then all of a sudden it went blank.
You should tell those engineering people not to play with those knobs once you're live. So.
Yeah, right. All right. Tonight, Thursday night, girls' night, JV division, we have Fairview and Holly Pond girls tipping it off at 5 o'clock. Later on in the night, the girls will continue to play at 6:15, Holly Pond and Good Hope. And then at 7:30, finishing off the night, Cold Springs and Fairview. A lot of people looking forward to a Cold Springs-Holly Pond matchup in both the boys and girls division for the championship. But, folks, they've got to get by tonight. First, Cold Springs-Holly Pond both have their work cut out for them, getting a win tonight before they move on to Saturday night. In the boys division, Friday night. Which is tomorrow night, Cold Springs will play Vinemont at 6:15. This is Varsity Boys. Then at 7:30, West Point Warriors and the Holly Pond Broncos. Should be an interesting game. The winners of that move on to the championship Saturday at 7 p.m. And again, same thing in the boys division. Before we have a Holly Pond-Cold Springs matchup, there's a game each to be played, and they got to get by there. After Saturday night, if you're tired of basketball, you can turn the TV on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. And if you're like me and have to figure up the Roman numerals, the Roman numerals say XLIX. Luckily, I looked out and came up with Super Bowl 49. And I looked it up, and I was actually correct. Couldn't believe it.
I was about to say, would you like me to Google that for you and see if that's correct or not?
I actually remember that, I guess, from school. I don't know where I remember that from, but it was correct. The Seattle Seahawks, the New England Patriots, about a one-point favorite, the New England Patriots, going into the game. Some lines have them at 2 points. I'm going to pick the Seattle Seahawks. I have no idea other than Russell Wilson, I think, is going to be the difference, and I don't like New England. So,
number one complaint about the Super Bowl this year, you know what it is?
What's that?
People are like, I can't believe they're already airing the ads before the Super Bowl. What's the point in that?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
hey, ads, Jay, they need to air them all they can, because ads for the Super Bowl, a 30-second spot, will only cost you $4.5 million this year.
Pocket change for local business owners like yourself.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they're either going to spend it on that, or they're going to spend it on Obama's reelection campaign for his third term, right? So, oh, wait.
Well,
wrong show. I'm usually the political show. Okay, never mind.
The first Super Bowl dates back to 1967. It was played in Los Angeles between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers. The Packers won that game 35-10. And speaking of Roman numerals, Jay, we won't have to worry about it next year, because next year the NFL has decided they will not use Roman numerals. They will just call it Super Bowl 50, and then the year after they will go back to Roman numerals, and the only reason for this is they don't want to have Super Bowl L. That's all it would be Super Bowl L for Super Bowl 50.
They could probably cheat and just call it Super Bowl XXXXX.
Yeah, that,
that'd be too easy, wouldn't it?
That might get into saturated stuff.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to Google that. So. As far as the Super Bowl, Pittsburgh Steelers have won the most Super Bowls. If anybody's a Steeler fan, Pittsburgh has won 6, tied for 2nd with 5 wins each, are the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, and the San Francisco 49ers. There's 4 teams that have never played in the Super Bowl. If anybody can guess those, Cleveland, Detroit, Jacksonville, and Houston have never made it to even play in the Super Bowl, much less win a Super Bowl. The Buffalo Bills are the only team to have played for 4 consecutive Super Bowls, and they lost all 4 of the Super Bowls, 0-4 in that run. Flipping a page here, talking more about the Super Bowl, just some facts and some odd things about the Super Bowl. This year, the Super Bowl will be played at the University of Phoenix in Arizona. If you're planning on going out, you will be ready to shell out $6,000 to $6,500 average to get you in the end of the ball game. Something people like you might can afford, Jay.
I was about to say, it doesn't include motel room, airfare.
Yeah.
Your limousine.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's become a corporate event. No longer an average fan can go to the Super Bowl. $6,500 a ticket, a man and his wife, that's $13,000. And like you said, that don't get you out there. Does not feed you. That's just tickets to the ball game. So,
yep. For us average home gamer middle classes, that's what, 3 or 4 mortgage payments easy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Arizona averages 300 days of sunshine a year, an average temperature of 71 degrees, but no worries if you pay the $6,500. There is a retractable roof on the stadium, so you don't have to worry about getting wet if you're in one of those 65 days that it rains. Telling you a little bit more about the area, 110 languages. I didn't even know there was 110 languages. 110 languages or dialects are spoken in the metropolitan Phoenix area.
Huh.
Of course, there's 22 federally recognized Indian tribes in the Phoenix area, so that probably explains some of it.
And I'm sure they are all going to be represented at the Super Bowl, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
They will probably be protesting. Of course, there's no, Indians or Chiefs or Redskins, anything like that there, so maybe they'll leave the Super Bowl alone this year. How about this fact? Super Bowl Day is the second highest day of the year for food consumption. Thanksgiving is number one.
Yeah, I think I heard y'all talking about that Tuesday.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell a little bit more about that. In fact, I'll skip on over to that since I brought that up. But Thanksgiving number one, the Super Bowl number two, food consumption. To tell you how much people will be eating and drinking for the Super Bowl. How about this? 120 million pounds of avocados will be served. 29 million pounds of chips. That's enough to fill up 39 Boeing 747 planes.
I could fill up a couple of these seats here at the stadium here at Hansville.
I wonder where
Coliseum.
29 million pounds of potato chips, if you piled it out on the court here, how much room that would take up. Jay, figure that up for us.
I'll work on it, yeah.
Chicken
I'm
wings.
I'm walk over to the science building and those people with braids will work on that.
Yeah, chicken wings. One of my favorite things to eat during a football game. How about this? 1.23 billion chicken wings are predicted to be eaten Sunday. Now, that's billion with a B, not millions. 1.23 billion chicken wings. That's enough to give everyone in the United States, every man, woman, boy, and girl, three wings each. And they will all be consumed Super Bowl Sunday. As far as popcorn, if that's your thing, 3.8 million pounds or 13,571,428 large buckets from the theater.
We
4 million pizzas will be ordered Super Bowl Sunday.
That's probably more my style there.
Yeah. And if beer is your scene, if that's your beverage of choice, get a hold of this. 325.5 million gallons of beer expected to be drank Sunday. All right. I want to tell you how much that is.
Might as well call that Black Sunday instead of before Christmas.
Picture this. That is enough beer to... let me tell you this first. Every second, roughly 750,000 gallons of water flows over Niagara Falls.
Okay.
It would take 7.5 minutes for that amount of beer to flow over the falls at that same rate. So, 325.5 million gallons of beer, which leads you to this. It's no surprise that Monday is the number one day of the year for people to call in and miss work. They'll call in sick, late, something, but it is the number one day for people to call in work. Peanuts, if you like the peanuts, 2.5 million pounds of peanuts will be consumed Sunday. I don't know where all these people are eating at, but I'm not going to help them out a whole lot with that. How about this? To tell you how serious people are with the Super Bowl, the Harris Poll done a survey, and people would miss these life events to attend a Super Bowl. 20% said they would miss a wedding of a close friend or relative. Now, here's one that gets me. 19% said they would miss the funeral of a loved one to attend the Super Bowl. 15% said they would miss the birth of their own child to attend the Super Bowl. Now, that right there will get you a divorce about as fast as anything.
Yeah, that would have to fall under the concept of once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and for... What do you say, $6,000 a ticket?
Yeah.
That probably is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of people.
It would be...
Look, you just walked in there.
Yeah. Hurry up, Ronnie Barnes, hurry up.
They're going to fire me.
Football's... this is an unbelievable thing for me. 700,000 footballs are produced every year for the NFL to use. 72 different footballs will be used during the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know. Jay, I've watched Super Bowl games, football games all my life, and I have no idea how they would use 72 footballs. Unless they're scoring a lot of touchdowns.
They're all deflated or not.
Yeah, throwing them up in the stands.
Yeah.
I left out, for you golf fans, I left out something. Arizona has over 400 golf courses in the state of Arizona. So if your golf is your thing, take your clubs with you, pack a suitcase full of money, head out to Arizona and enjoy Super Bowl Sunday in the state of Arizona.
You know, I always seem to fly across there at some point during the summertime, and the temperatures are just outrageous, like, you know, 120 average degrees out there. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't want any of that.
Now, it's dry heat. It's not like the heat we have here now.
But it's still heat.
Yeah. It's like being in the sauna. There you go.
Hey, can you take us to a quick break? Ronnie has stepped in now, and let's see if we can get gear and see what his plan is for tonight.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why we're here and, you know, where we are and everyone who wants to come down and get your autograph and all that kind of good stuff.
Ronnie missed the first segment of the show where I told all that. He must have been sleeping through all that. So
somebody might have tuned in later, you know.
We are broadcasting from Wallace State Community College, home of the Coleman County Basketball Tournament. Once again, tonight we will be...
You hear all these unusual sounds in the background. That's basketballs playing about, 30, 40 feet from us. So.
Yeah, and we will be here from 4 until 6, and then we will stay with you and do just as we've done Tuesday night, every 10, 15 minutes, give you an update. If a game is close in the last 2 to 3 minutes, we will stay with it and keep you informed as the game ends. Once again, we're broadcasting live from Wallace State Community College, home of the Coleman County Basketball Tournament. You're listening to Sports Talk Live on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
All right, back live at Wallace State Community College, home of the Coleman County Basketball Tournament. JV girls on the court warming up, and as they do, my partner in crime, has stepped in, and Ronnie, glad to see you.
Yeah, glad to be back. Jason had some things I had to do this afternoon. And just now able to get down to the tournament, thanks to Brandon Payne for kind of getting things started and lined up while I was away from the Coliseum. So appreciate him doing that for us.
All right, tonight Fairview Holly Pond going to kick it off for us, or I guess I shouldn't use kick it off in basketball.
Tip it off, baby.
Yeah, tip it off for us.
That's right.
And
JV girls game.
Ladies night, and Johnny the Flash Man in front of us.
That's right. We keep trying to get him to come on, and he just runs away from us.
He always motions and heads the other direction. So.
Almost in the same gesture.
Right? Yeah, almost. Johnny's a good guy.
All right, at 6:15, and Ronnie,
Hey, where are these two seated, Jason? Have you got the
JB
girls? I'm thinking Holly Pond's girls may be the one seed. No, they're not.
Holly Pond is the four seed.
Yeah.
And Fairview the one seed.
Oh, so. Fairview's the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
One versus four tonight.
I got you. Okay.
And then as we go over to the varsity girls division, Holly Pond, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but Good Hope.
That's right.
15.
And that's number, is that number one?
That's number one.
Holly Pond versus
number four.
Four.
Good Hope.
Okay.
And then at 7:30, the number two seed, Cold Springs, Lady Eagles play Fairview, Lady Aggies, Fairview, the number three seed. So that could be a good
bracket,
one, two
so,
and three.
So 1-4 and 2-3. So that's kind of progressed, you know.
Yeah.
With the top four seeds, I guess, getting into the semis. Sometimes that happens, and then, you know as well as I do, sometimes that doesn't happen either. So, should be some good basketball game, games tonight. Hopefully they'll be competitive and, have a good crowd. It's going to be a, a nice evening, not too cold. So we just invite everybody to, come down and, support their team, support their community or coaches or whatever the case may be.
And, you said $5 to get in.
Yeah,
so
$5.
Tonight you get three games for $5.
That's
you can
right.
buy that out by the game, and hey, that's a bargain.
So. Yeah, where are you going to go out for, for an, take at least an hour to play a game, or you can go and have any entertainment for, a dollar and a half.
That's
so,
right.
Of course.
It'll cost you a lot more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, go to the movies and, not that I don't like going to movies, because I do.
Yeah.
But go to the movies and, get you some popcorn and Coke and see if you can get out of there for a dollar and a half.
Ronnie, Kathy and I went, Saturday night to Birmingham, actually ate at the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, some great food, I'm telling you. And
they'll give you enough to eat on for two or three days.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. It was great. And
Remind me when we get off the air, I've got a story to tell you about the Cheesecake Factory.
I think you did, about going to the state tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish you could tell that one on the air.
Yeah. I don't believe we can do that even though Jay stepped away. I don't think that'll work.
that is a good one.
That's a classic right there now. But
we went over to watch American Sniper, and I don't remember. I thought it seemed like it was like $9.50, $10 each to get in, and that didn't bother me too bad. But I went up to the concession stand,
$20.
Went to the ladies' room, and you're right on the nose of what
it
was.
Two cokes and
two little boxes of candy. I got Butterfingers, and she got Snow Caps or whatever it's called.
Man,
$20 for two small Cokes and two boxes of candy.
So they probably had a total of maybe $2 in all that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
You can buy that candy at Dollar General for $1 a box.
And those drinks, fountain drinks, there's nothing. They don't have any money in those. So that's the way they make their money. Not necessarily off the tickets, but off of what you eat.
And as it becomes more and more the thing to stay home and watch it on Voodoo or watch it on
Netflix
or something.
Right.
It's the ticket prices are going higher and higher. The concessions are going to go higher and higher. Because if we're going to stay open, they've got to turn a profit.
That's exactly right. It's kind of like we were talking the other night. Well, I was talking to Johnny, actually. We were talking about the newspaper business, and how, we were just guessing, but I told him, within 10 years, you may not get a printed copy of the newspaper anymore.
Yeah.
I would hate to be in the newspaper business. I say that.
Yeah. Kids born now and over the next couple of years,
they don't
probably
know
never know what a newspaper was.
That's right. So. Sunday newspaper going out to get the Sunday paper, And many the ladies will get the coupons out of them, Those days are about over, aren't they?
Yep. I guess they'll mail out Black Friday coupons and that'll be about
That's
it.
That's right. That's right. But, we've got, I don't have my, I do have my phone. What time we have, it is right now.
4:24.
So, we've got about 35 minutes until we tip it off, something like that. And,
plenty of time. If someone wants to head this way, they've got plenty of time to make the first game.
Exactly. That is the absolute truth. I'm going to have to give this headset to Jay. I missed a phone call from Jimmy Collins, and they're the whole school. So I've got to go see what Jimmy
wants. We'll let you buy all that right now.
So I'll be back as soon as I find out
Don't be too long.
I'll try not to be too long. Find out what Coach Collins needs. I'll be back.
All right, Ronnie's stepping away a minute. He is playing, what would you call it, the tournament director, I guess you would say, here at the county tournament. And Ronnie is responsible for, as he said the other night, everything you don't see. His responsibilities is for to make sure the basketballs are here, to make sure the officials are here, the hospitality room is taken care of. There is a clock keeper, scorekeeper, you name it, and he is pretty much responsible for it. And so a job that I wouldn't want to have. But again, warming up on the court, Fairview JV girls and the Holly Pond JV girls. Fairview, the number one seed, and Holly Pond, let's see, I think they're the number four seed. Looking again, Holly Pond, the one seed, Fairview, the four seed. No, I'm in the boys division, Jay. I'm getting this all turned around. I had it right.
You'll get it straight in a minute.
Fairview is the number one seed in the JV girls. Holly Pond, the number four seed. And Ronnie got me off on that a while ago, saying Holly Pond. Girls division, Holly Pond is the number one seed, and followed by Cold Springs. And, Jay, a lot of people, as you think about girls basketball, especially over the past few years, it has been Cold Springs. Holly Pond has pretty much dominated the girls scene. But as I said the other night during one of our updates, if you look back over the years, it's actually West Point who has dominated the girls' division. They've won, I think, 12 county titles, followed by Cold Springs with 8. Fairview, Good Hope, I think, come in at about 6, and somebody sitting out there right now said, no, they've won 7 or they've won 5, but I'm going by memory, and my memory's not real good. So West Point, back in Randall Jones' days, I think they won like 10 of 12.
If they want to question your stats, they can go listen to the show on demand for Tuesday. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. And it is actually correct because I counted them up sitting over here that night.
Yep. So. Speaking of traditional stuff, now this being Thursday, typically right now you're hearing some of our guest call-in folks, but not going to be happening today. We are broadcasting live down in Hanceville at the Wallace State Coliseum, where the county basketball tournament is happening. So you can come down here and meet the guys. I'll go duck under a table or something, you know.
Yeah, we're easy to spot. Banners all over the front, and who knows, we may be giving away some cash tonight. Never know what we will be doing.
Yep, taking Sports Talk live on the Brood.
Yeah, this is our second trip out, right? We went to Grumpy's.
That's where I snuck out a few minutes ago. I wanted to make sure everything was getting across. And it sounds good.
No, as long as we're sounding good, we're in good shape.
Ready to take another break?
Yeah, let's take a break, and I'll see if I can find something else to talk about until Ronnie gets back.
There you go.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We're broadcasting live from the Coleman County Basketball Tournament. We'll be right back.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with... When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
We're back with you live at Wallace State Community College for the Coleman County Basketball Tournament. And across the court, I saw Coach Del Gamble, the Holly Fun Lady Broncos. And Coach, welcome to Sports Talk Live. Glad you take a minute out with us to talk to us about tonight's game.
Thank you very much.
Coach, I see you're the number four seed playing the number one seed. First off, how different is it to play here at Wallace and play in the county tournament to a regular season game?
Well, just the building size, getting used to the backgrounds. It's a little bit different to our girls, but our girls seem to like the bigger court, and we've played well here so far.
You got a game under your belt now, so getting used to the court. Fairview has not played until tonight, so is that a big advantage, getting one game on the court?
Well, it helps. You know, we had a good game against Good Hope the other night. You know, Good Hope's got a good little ball team. You know, they're always well coached. Tonight with Fairview's got a very, very good ball team, a lot of good guard play. We're looking forward to getting back after them.
And how did you come out during regular season? I know y'all have already faced each other.
Yeah, they beat us twice. First time they played really well. The second time my girls played better. We're much improved, so we'll see here in about 20 minutes.
And it's hard, as you know, coaching. It is hard to beat anybody three times. So it is,
and I hope that happens tonight.
Right. If you win tonight, you'll move into the championship Saturday and face the winner of Cold Springs and West Point, the number two and number three seed. So. The work's not easy from here on out.
It's sure not. We were able to split with Cold Springs, and we're 1-2 against West Point. So, tonight it's Fairview. We've got to get past Fairview.
That's right. One game at a time. And, Coach, I told you I wouldn't keep you long, but I got to ask you one more thing. What are y'all feeding girls at Holly Fun to keep having these girls' teams like you're having now?
Well, they spend a lot of time on the court. Whether there's a coach there or not, they like to shoot basketball and like to play basketball, and it shows up.
That's right. And start them early and bring them all the way up, and man, it shows. It has really paid off for Holly Pond. And we were talking earlier, you think of girls basketball, and now you think Holly Pond, Cold Springs, usually, and that's who everyone wants to see in the finals. Of course, you got to take care of business first. But it does start early, and with teams like the JV girls and people like you doing an outstanding job coaching these girls and bringing them up in the right way. And I guess you do your work tonight, or the season's done, right?
That's correct. But you know, back to our team, Coach Adams does a great job with our girls. You know, we've got Coach Parker, Paige Parker, with us now, so we feel it'll even get better.
Oh yeah, yeah. You've got a good addition to Paige Parker.
So that's exactly right.
I can't say much for her daddy, but she's a pretty good girl. Well, Coach, I know you need to get back at it, get with your team. We wish you the best of luck tonight, and thanks again for taking a minute out to talk with us. And hope you do well.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Dale Gambrill with Holly Pond. His ladies are about 15 minutes away from tip off against the number one seed Fairview Aggies. And as he said, they dropped two to Fairview during regular season, but it's hard to beat anybody three times. So we'll see. His team, he says, is much improved, and just looking, the team has got a good bit of size. So actually more size than the Fairview Lady Aggies. And we'll see when they get on the court. Again, the games will start tonight here in about 15 minutes. And the JV girls will be first, and then two varsity girls games, $5 admission. So get out, get some cheap entertainment, and watch some girls basketball played at its best. You're not going to beat what you will see out of these girls here in Coleman County. Cold Springs has been a frequent visitor to the state finals, and Holly Pond now has followed up the last few years, and they play great basketball. I'd like to get someone, Jay, from Coleman. The old controversy has come up again. Should Coleman be in the county tournament, or should they not be allowed back in the county tournament? And I'd like to hear both sides of that argument, because I could argue either side of it.
Yeah.
Coleman was in the tournament for a few years. I think they won it 4 years straight in 1950 to 1953 or something like that. And then opted out to play, I think it was in the Tennessee Valley Conference Tournament. And since then, there has been a big debate. Should Coleman be in the county tournament, or should it be, just as it says, a Coleman County tournament? Coach Meyer and the Coleman boys have done a great job, just won their area the other day by beating Austin, and they beat Austin and had to go into a coin toss. Coleman won the coin toss and will be the host team for the area tournament. Coleman now playing 6A ball, and it's a tough road, but Coach Meyer and the Bearcats have done a great job. On another note, if the Coleman Bearcats were in the county tournament, it's some people's thought that they would win it year in, year out. Now, I'm not of that thought. I think Coleman would certainly win their fair share of the county tournaments. But when you have teams...
There's no rivalry of this county at all. I mean,
no.
I keep hearing Cold Springs and West Point over and over again like a drumbeat almost.
Yeah. And Cold Springs, when you have players like they have this year, they're going to win their share of games. I don't care if they're playing Coleman or the smallest school in the county, which is Cold Springs, but they're going to win their share. Holly Pond, a number one in 3A, they're going to win their share of games. So I don't think Coleman would walk into the county tournament and just walk out a winner just because they're the Coleman Bearcats.
Have to earn it.
That's right.
Yep.
And trust me, I know from many years of playing ball and then my kids growing up, the county schools want to beat Coleman. I mean, there is no doubt about it. If you do anything, if you play Coleman, you want to beat Coleman, sir.
Well, as a Coleman graduate who was in the band, I don't have a dog in this fight. So,
do the Jay, talk about the band a minute. Do the band competitions ever get like you have anybody like in basketball? You may have, say, I'm just using this for an example. Good Hope, Cold Springs may be big rivalries for a few years. Then it may be Holly Pond and Fairview may be. Is band anything like that?
Definitely,
do you have
yes.
a certain band that you want to beat no matter what?
Probably the biggest event, and it still happens even now, the band exhibition, which is early on, you know, usually the night of the fair parade. All the bands get together and perform their shows, and I can remember and still have some good friends from this. Vinemont band would come out and just totally blow our percussion section away, and we'd go, now who taught y'all to play on these, you know, top to these drums and stuff? Or that they go out there with trash cans and play.
I've seen them do that.
You never know what stunt they'd be pulling next. And then, of course, the bands, they all go off and do their own competitions at, you know, state level, you know, both in marching season and in concert season.
And I didn't know how that worked out. When I graduated from Cold Springs in 1983, and the first band actually started at Cold Springs, I think around 1981.
Okay.
Somewhere in there, and I couldn't play anything. I'm telling you, I can't play an air guitar, much less something for real. I've been a lot of times I would like to have known how to have played a guitar, a piano, or something, but I never took any lessons, so I'm not going to learn that way.
I thought Ronnie was going to get to fire me again a minute ago, but he walked right by and waved.
So. He did. He went by and threw up a one like he would be back in 1 minute, but I think that must have meant something else. Maybe it was the wrong finger I was seeing.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought it was his pointer finger.
We'll do another 2 or 3 minute break. You want to go round up somebody else to interview?
Yeah, I'll find somebody else.
I have to admit, being down here Tuesday and being down here now, and of course being down here for college graduation, this is the quietest I've ever heard a Coliseum.
That's right. It is quiet.
They're not even warming up anymore. They've apparently gone back into locker rooms or something, and they're the action's going to kick off, though, in right at about 20 minutes, it looks like. So.
Yeah, not many people. A 5 o'clock game, a lot of people are still trying to make it in from work. But
yep.
By the time the
they'll be piling in.
6 o'clock rolls around, this place will be heating up, and it'll be getting loud. So, all right, we're going to take another short break, try to find someone who wants to talk. And you're listening to Sports Talk Live, Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We're broadcasting live from the Wallace State Community College Gymnasium at the Coleman County Basketball Tournament.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors, Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
back with you live from Wallace State Community College, and I told Jay I was going to go out and find somebody that would talk, and I started to walk out, and Ronnie walked in the door. So.
The worst possible thing that could have happened.
Welcome back to the show, Ronnie.
Sorry I had to go take care of a little bit of business there. Some
hey, I filled everybody in on everything that falls in your lap this week.
Yeah.
And as I named things over, I amazed myself again, and I remembered it, but I'm really amazed that you remember everything that you had to keep up with this week.
Well, after you've done it for, you know, several years, and you make notes every year, so I just have my, you know, my check sheet, and I have to check off and make sure I got everything lined up, and then once the tournament starts, it's basically the same thing every night, so, you know, it's kind of repetitive, so.
Yeah. I would still leave something out.
You won't do it but once.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, as minor as something might be that you leave out, it's going to cause a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So,
when you get down here, you don't want any problems.
That's right. So we're about, Jason, we're less than 14 minutes away from tipping off. Holly Pond's JV girls have just hit the floor to do their warm-ups, and Fairview is already out. So, you know, we'll be playing basketball here, you know, pretty soon.
Talked to Coach Gambrell a few minutes ago, and he said that Fairview got them both times during regular season.
Uh-huh.
But he felt good about the game. Ronnie said his girls were much improved, and it seems to be always the case at Holly Pond. They improved during the year, and
right.
By tournament time, they've got a solid team.
So. Exactly. So, I think this is I think it's going to be a good game. A lot of times playing at Wallace will kind of balance out talent. You know, not always does the best team win down here because you still got to be able to put the ball in the basket, and sometimes you don't shoot it as well down here as you do in the high school gym. So we'll see if how improved Holly Pond is, and we'll also see if Fairview can play up to their potential and see who comes out on top here to get to the finals. So
I was wondering a big question that while I've got you on the air that I'd like to ask you, honey, is there any way I can get you, I don't want you to loan it to me. I want you to give me about $13,000. Actually, I would need probably about $15,000 so I can make a trip out to Phoenix this weekend for the Super Bowl.
If a bank one closed this afternoon, I'd just go, you know, I'd just go to the bank and get that.
I'll take
get
a check.
You take a check?
Yeah, I'll take a check.
I don't have a checkbook.
Well, is Karen going to be here?
No. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Is she going to be here?
Yeah. That was a crazy question.
Yeah,
we're talking about the same person who fell asleep in the vehicle when Eric was playing peewee basketball. And, folks, Ronnie didn't do as most husbands would do and go out and wake her up when it was time for Eric to play. He let her sleep. And she came in at halftime.
Eyes red and swollen. Hair messed up. Yeah.
Hey, Ronnie, I just read over some stats about the Super Bowl, and it's stats that you won't hear probably on the Super Bowl. But the average ticket now is between $6,000 and $6,500. You know, we talked about the other day, it's no longer an average man's event. It's a corporate event. And if you don't have that corporate sponsorship, you're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
What if you sponsor?
Yeah, right. I couldn't
sponsor. You can be a corporate sponsor.
I couldn't sponsor half of one ticket.
But you could be a corporate sponsor.
Yeah, I could be one as long as I didn't have to have any money.
Okay.
Hey, but one thing for sure, and I'm gonna ask you to just take guesses at this because
I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything.
Super Bowl Sunday is the number two food consumption day of the year behind Thanksgiving. Okay. I think I told you the other day.
You told me about the number.
The wings. 1.23 billion wings.
Yeah.
How many pounds of chips would you say would be eaten on?
Do you have it?
Yeah, I've got it here.
How many pounds of chips?
Pounds of chips. I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay, good.
Is it 880,000 pounds? Is it
chips are awful light,
yeah,
too,
is
you know?
It 8 million pounds, or is it 29 million pounds?
I'm going to say 8 million.
29 million pounds of potato chips. Yeah.
There's not much you can say to that.
No, there's not. And if you wonder how much...
How many trucks, if you loaded them up and weighed them, I wonder how many dump trucks that would take.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It says it is enough to fill up 39... Boeing 747 planes.
39
of them. So. And all that's going to be a Super Bowl Sunday.
Man.
Okay,
need to be in the potato business.
Oh, well, I'm telling you.
Super Bowl time.
One day and you can retire.
That's exactly right.
A ad, and I'm just going to give you this one, but to tell you how they're paying for the potato chips, a 30-second spot on the Super Bowl, $4.5
million. 30 seconds, $4.5
million. 30-second commercial, $4.5
million.
Chicken and I remember
feed.
It wasn't many years ago. They were talking about it being a million and a half. And how high that was.
And now, people would love for it to be a million for 30 seconds, wouldn't it? Wow.
Running beer drinkers will be happy to know that there will be plenty of beer flowing. How many gallons of beer would you say will be drank Super Bowl Sunday? Would it be 32 million gallons? 325 million gallons or 415 million gallons?
Well, I'm going the obvious. I'm going with the highest number, 420-something million. Now, it's probably not that. It's probably the next one down.
It is.
Yeah.
It's 325 million gallons on Super Bowl Sunday.
Would you say there'll be some drunks?
To give you an idea, and I've already read this, so I'm apologizing to anybody that's tired of hearing it, but anyway, to give you an idea of how much beer that would be, 750,000 gallons of water flows over Niagara Falls every second. It would take 7.5 minutes for that amount of beer
to flow over
Niagara Falls.
Wow.
So, and Monday is the number one day of the year for calling in work.
Yeah, I wonder why. Hey, goodness. Well, if you had a recycle business, that'd be a good time to, to be in a recycle business around Super Bowl Sunday.
Hey, popcorn, 3.8 million pounds or 13,571,000 large buckets from the theater.
Wow.
Now, I could do my share of eating, but
I don't think I can't
hang with that.
No, that's a little bit over my head.
And more interesting thing I found, Ronnie, 700,000 footballs are produced for the NFL's use per year.
How many?
700,000.
Now, for one season?
One season. Okay, for the Super Bowl, 72 footballs will be used for the Super Bowl.
That's the reason that probably the Patriots had a problem with being flat.
There's
so many footballs available to, they won't hold air forever and a day.
What do you think about that? You think anything will ever become of Deflategate?
No.
I don't either. I think it's going to be swept under the rug after the Super Bowl. It'll be a past thought.
That's right. Roger Goodell, he is ready for some downtime.
Oh, yeah.
After, the scandals with the Ray Rice and with the Adrian Peterson. He surely would want to tackle something about balls not being properly inflated. So I don't think there'll be anything done about that.
Did you hear, I think it was Marshawn Lynch, talking about Goodell and Belichick and the owner of the Patriots all being buddies? Said that the Patriots owner, and I forgot his name, that there wouldn't be anything done until they stopped hanging out at each other's house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Usually he doesn't say anything,
Yeah.
Or he just, whatever they ask, he answers the same way, whatever it may be. Maybe it's something that's, thank you for asking me that question.
Yeah. He's not got a lot of words, but he did have a few words on that. So.
I didn't hear that, so that would be interesting. I would have liked to have heard it because, again, I've never heard him really say anything. Yeah.
All right, Ronnie. We're about 5.5 minutes away from
tipping it off.
And are you still staying with the top seed in this one? I think we both picked top seed.
Yeah, I'm not going to start changing them.
You got to stay with the top seed. It's worked out well so far.
So far. I think, and I haven't looked back over the brackets, in depth, but I think every high seed has won.
Yeah,
of the games that's been played.
I think you're right.
I don't think there's been, quote, if you would say, an upset yet. So you know, who knows? You might see it tonight. You might see it tomorrow night.
Tuesday night, the Huntsville Bulldogs were on the verge of upsetting West Point 52-50 at the end of the third quarter. And then
The wheels came off, didn't it?
The wheels went flat in the fourth quarter, right. And West Point caught on fire.
They did, and Huntsville, I think what little I saw is they had a lot of turnovers. And, you know, when you're playing against somebody and it's close, it doesn't matter really whether it's close or not, but on into the fourth quarter, and if they get hot and then you're turning it over on top of that, they're just going to shoot you right out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just giving them you're giving them too many possessions.
Right. It don't take long with a three-point line either. No. And if you've got somebody hitting, you'll find yourself in a hole in a hurry.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as the game, the total game, I heard it may have been David Drake, our announcer, or it may have been Johnny, I don't remember, said the Huntsville, they made 10 threes in that ball game.
10 threes
in the game.
They hit several, but I didn't know it was 10.
That's what I heard one of them say, is they made 10 threes, but they ended up, you know, they ended up getting beat by 20-ish or close to 20, something
19,
like that.
Because it was two at the end of the third quarter, and I think West Point outscored them like 28-6 or something like that in the fourth quarter.
If you look at the stats, Jason, the thing that would jump out to you is what was the number of field goal attempts West Point had as opposed to the total number of field goal attempts that Huntsville had. And you can be rest assured the ones that West Point had were considerably more than what Huntsville had.
Yeah. And I can't think of his first name, Wren, from West Point. He started hitting the three, and then Ryder Jones inside.
Yep.
Boy, he is a big kid.
He's a big kid. Big kid. Yep.
Do you know his age? I don't know if he is.
He's a senior.
He's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, he's a senior. He was a good football player, for West Point, and you know he's a good basketball player, and he's not limited to, you know, from 5 feet in.
Oh, he hit a three the other night.
He can shoot.
In fact, he was right here in front of him when he hit it.
So, you know, that certainly complicates how you want to play defensively if you've got a big kid that can score inside and outside. I mean, that's really tough to handle.
I know sickness is playing a big part in the tournament. Cold
sure
Springs is having to battle the flu. I think the other day they had like 40 kids out in the high school division.
I think they had, didn't they have two of their starters out during the JV game? And, I think if I remember, I think it was West Point that lit them up. Was it West Point that beat them pretty good? Whereas if they'd had those kids back, you know, you never know, but there's nobody to blame there. That's just the time of the year it is and the flu's going around and, the schools are a great place to catch the flu.
No doubt. It's a great place to catch anything. And,
that's right.
You'll go through years without being sick, and then when your kids start to school, they bring it all home.
Exactly.
To you,
so. Absolutely right. And then you got the varsity girls. Cold Springs has lost their point guard for the season with a torn ACL.
And that's big. Like you said the other night.
McKinley Davis, I believe is her name. That's a big loss. You lose your point guard, whether they score points or not. That's really irrelevant.
Right.
But they just run the show. And, it's just tough. You lose your point guard.
Yeah, like you said, it's like losing the quarterback off the football team. So.
Exactly. And, normally in most cases, you know, that backup's not as good as that starter unless you're at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't make any difference. So, that's a tough loss.
A little recruiting news, while we're waiting on the game to get started here. Auburn now in the running. I don't know, Alabama fans will be saying, I don't know how much money they're paying or what, but Auburn now appears to be in the running for two of the top 10 players in the United States.
Two of the top 10. See, I haven't heard anything because I've been consumed with this. So, who it is?
I have no idea who it even is. I've just heard that on one of the other talk shows.
Well, if they could land those two, that would definitely move them up as far as, how their final rankings
would be. The only team in the nation that is in the running for two of top 10. We could offer Bill Foe a little more. Maybe we'll sign him.
you got to do what you got to do,
get
them. So, you guys can hear in the background, that's David Drake calling out the starters and, you know, here probably in about 2 minutes we'll be tipping this, JV girls game off. This semifinal game. While we're waiting for that, Jason, if you don't mind, you know, running these tournaments would never be possible if you didn't have good people working with you. Yeah. Just like there's David Drake, you know, announcing for the doing our PA. He's been doing it for years and years. Used to do it at Vimont. He does it Coleman. He also does it at the state basketball tournament in Birmingham. Keeping our clock is Mr. Kennedy. He's been doing it for years at Hansville. Keeping our official book, the lady sitting over there with the referee shirt on, that's Kathy Day. She has been doing it for ever since we've been down here 20 plus years.
Wow.
And she also keeps the vast majority of the books at the state tournament in Birmingham. So we're very fortunate that we've got that kind of people working here just in our county tournament. So that's one reason it runs as smoothly as it does. You know?
And I got conned into keeping the book a couple of times during Tyler and Brittany's.
Yeah, yeah, days. I remember that.
Oh, my goodness. You talk about a mess.
And it can be, you know, it can be a kind of quick pace, you know.
Oh, yeah, give me the clock any day over having to keep that book. Yeah.
But Kathy's been doing it for so many years for us here, and then she's, I don't know how long she's been doing it at Hansville High School. She has, in honor to her, she has just been voted into the Cumming County Sports Hall of Fame for that purpose.
For a bookkeeper.
As a bookkeeper. So that kind of lets you know how... You know, let you know how good she is at what she does. So,
I mean, she's been keeping it here at Wallace, you say, for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
She has stroked a few pencils.
You better believe it. That's exactly right. I see her every year at the state tournament, and I see David as well. So, you know, as you know, owning a business and J2, you're only as good as your personnel.
If you've got
good people working for you, your business is going to run very smoothly. And if you don't have good people working for you, no matter how good you may be, your business is never going to reach its potential. You've got to surround yourself with good people.
That's right. That was it Ronald Reagan or Daddy Bush, I call him, that, you know, said the secret to being a good president is surround yourself with good people,
right.
and you will be, and that's the same thing, like you said, in
same
business
principle.
Or coaching anything else.
That's exactly right.
Nick Saban's smart enough to surround himself with good people.
Yeah, he's made some hires. You know, he's made some new hires there that he's got. I think it's a Will Turner that's coming in to coach his secondary. Recently was the defensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears. I mean, you know, Saban's hand is far reaching.
Oh yeah,
you know, he can pull people in from any level. So.
All right, it's time for a break. It is a 2-0 Fairview lead, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live from the county basketball tournament at Wallace State. We'll be right back with you, folks.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at MortonBuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
All right, back with you live from Wallace State Community College, where the Fairview JV girls have taken a 4-0 lead with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And as soon as make I said that, Ronnie.
Make that 7.
Yeah, add to the total. 7-0 Fairview.
Right.
Boy, the 3-point line, Ronnie, has made a huge difference in the way the game's played.
Completely changed the game, Jason. And that, you know, the 3-point line has been here since the mid-80s. No, early 80s. About 84-ish, I think.
Yeah,
something
I
like that.
I finished in 83, and it did not have it.
I think it was that
line,
the next year or the year after is when it was put into play. So it certainly has changed the game in many ways. It's opened the floor up. It's provided some kids who can do nothing else but shoot an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
But it has revolutionized the game. You know, again, it's opened up the floor.
Back when I played, you had a three-on-one fast break,
yeah,
and you threw the ball. You brought the ball down the center, yeah, of the court, and then you hit somebody for a layup.
Layup, that's right.
Now you take the ball down the court
and they'll run to a three-point
line.
Yeah, it's just a whole different, you know, it's a whole different ball game. So, I'm sure there are pros to the having the three-point line, and there's, you know, cons or there's negatives to it as well. You know, I don't think you see the as good a defensive clubs probably as you used to see. Certainly you see a lot more scoring now, and a lot of that is because it's so much more of an up-tempo game than it used to be.
Right.
It used to be more of a half-court game. If you were really good defensively from, you know, 15 feet in, you were going to be successful. And you can't just be good from 15 feet in.
Right.
You know, you've got to be able to defend 20 feet from the basket. So.
Yeah, our goal in high school was to hold our opponent to 50 points,
yeah,
or under.
Yeah.
You're not going to hold people to 50 points under many times.
Not much anymore. You know, it's exactly right. Not much anymore.
Ronnie, has anybody told Alabama and Auburn that there's a 3-point line out there? Because I'm telling you, they can't shoot the basketball. That Auburn especially, I think you can leave them out around the 3-point,
yeah,
line, just leave them alone, and they're not going to beat you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're worse. They have worse shooters than what Coach Grant has at Alabama.
Oh yeah.
Coach Grant's talent, even though, you know, that certainly in great talent there, you know, they're sitting there about 12-6, 12-7 right now. They talent wise are much better than what Bruce Pearl currently has at Auburn.
Yeah. I think a couple of the county teams would be close to having as much talent as Auburn got right now.
They are.
You think Bruce Pearl is asking himself, what have I got myself into?
Yeah. Well, probably what's going to happen with that situation. Again, we're just talking, and we're just little peons. Bruce Pearl is going to do that job and do a good job with that until a better job comes along, and he will be gone,
right,
from Auburn. Just and not saying that you can blame him. I couldn't blame him.
Yeah.
you know.
Auburn's not worried about basketball.
No, no. Nor is Alabama.
No.
Like Dave and I were talking the other, we were talking the other day, Alabama and Auburn, their basketball is, you know, it's like going just to the black hole. You know, that's where coaches go to die, apparently, you know, now. But I think that's the difference in Bruce Pearl and Anthony Grant. Bruce Pearl will leave because he'll get a better offer. Anthony Grant may end up leaving because he's shown the door.
Yeah.
And this not, has nothing to do with me liking him or anything to do with that. Just at some point in time, you have got to produce.
Yeah.
Even when it's not the university's top priority. We know that.
Right.
Alabama and Auburn the same way. Football is key. However, they're not going to accept just being mediocre or just being less than mediocre year after year after year after year. Because both those universities have had some success in basketball. Now, it's been many years.
It's been a long time.
That's right.
Wimp and Sonny days.
The Wimp and Sonny days, both of them were competitive. Both of them were good. Both of them made the NCAA tournaments. Both of them would get to the, you know, Sweet 16. And that hasn't happened in, you know, in years. So, again, and it doesn't look like it's going to be happening this year. I really thought Alabama would make the NCAA tournament, and I thought Bruce Pearl would be good enough to get Auburn into the NIT, but I don't think that's going
to.
I didn't know Auburn was as bad as really is what they are.
I didn't either because I've not watched them. That's how much Auburn basketball has meant to me. I didn't keep up with it. I couldn't tell you what their record was in any of the last 4 or 5 years.
Exactly. And, you know, Alabama lost a killer the other night at home against Florida, beat them 2. And of all the games they've lost, they've been very, very competitive, been very close, other than Kentucky. Kentucky just lit them up from the get-go. But most of the games have been, you know, 2- and 3- and 4-point games. But they just can't seem to get over the hump and can consistently win close games.
Right.
They're in close games. They're not winning close games. And I think it's getting to the point now where you either got to win them or they're going to have to make a change.
So. Yeah, and the headhunters are out. I've heard that.
Yeah.
You know, the first of the season, Alabama looked better. And many people thought Grant would survive the year.
Right.
And now, oh boy, you listen to the
Buckingham. See, I haven't had anything until they're all over it.
Yeah, they are after Anthony Grant. They want him out of town. They can't get him out fast enough.
Yeah. So, but you know, on the flip side of that, Jason, where are they going to go? Who they going to get?
Yeah. Yeah. Alabama, Auburn. Yeah. They're not gonna bring in the Nick Saban of basketball.
No. No. The Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
You know the. John Calipari's, you know, the Rick Pitino's, you know, those are not going to happen. What you may be fortunate enough to get is an assistant that's been with some of those people for a long time, and you might get them like someone like that. But on the same side, Jason, as soon as they get an opportunity at a better job, they're going to be gone.
You know, Auburn tried that and did not work out too well. He is now gone. I don't even remember his name, the coach.
That was there before Bruce Pearl? Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's assistant at Kentucky. That's where he is.
He moved to Kentucky.
Yeah, he's assistant coach with Kentucky. So,
and he was an assistant. Where was he?
He was the head coach at, you're talking about Barbie?
Yeah.
University of Texas, El Paso, I believe is where he came from.
But who did he do his, let's say, who was his mentor? He was an assistant under, I can't remember who it was.
I
don't know if it was Coach K or Calipari.
It's Calipari. I think it was Calipari.
Yeah.
That would explain why he's back at Kentucky.
Yeah.
I believe you're right. I think he was a protege of Calipari. So, you know. I don't know.
And every once in a while, and you might do it at a different school, but every once in a while you'll get one of those assistants that'll turn into your next hot commodity. But at Auburn, Alabama, I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, like there was a couple of kids or a couple of guys that had been assistants with Krzyzewski for years and years. One of them was his last name was Collins. You know, Doug Collins, coached in the pros. It was his son. Can't think of his first name. And then there was another guy. And his name's left me. I see his face. Had a strange long name, like a Wazalewski or something like that, which that wasn't it, but he now has a head coaching job. So, you know, if you can get somebody like that, you know, that might be good for the program. I just think they, with Alabama, we were talking about that, they just need somebody with some excitement.
Right.
And
Auburn got that in Bruce
that's
Pearl.
Exactly right. And Alabama does not have that. I'm sure Grant is a good basketball mind and a great guy and all that kind of stuff, but he can't put people in the stands to watch him coach. He's not a Wimp Sanderson.
No, he is not Mr. Excitement.
No, he's not. And you need that. The University of Alabama needs somebody like that to give people a reason to go to the games. I mean, Bruce Pearl's a prime example of that. Auburn is sitting there at about 10-10. You go to, you look, if they're on TV and you see the home games, the place is full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
now, granted, it only seats about 9,000. I got that. But it's still full.
Right. And Auburn, I think for the first time, and it may have been the first time in history, the first time, I know it, in over 20 years, sold out season tickets basketball. Again,
right.
Like you said.
Exactly.
It is a small stadium. But
it is.
Last year, Auburn could not have sold out Cold Springs for the season. So.
You're right.
Mean, it was.
You're right. And Tony Barbie, no fault of his personality, he was like Grant, you know, just very stoic, you know, always seemingly under control, never stomping and carrying on and, you know, all the things that people love to see.
Yeah, see.
And, you know, when Wimp was at Alabama, you know, it wasn't called the Plaid Palace for nothing. I mean, it had the floor painted, you know, the trim on the floor was plaid. You know, I mean, it was because people loved to watch Wimp. And
Wimp, his excitement ended up being his undoing. excitement in other areas.
That's right. That's right. We were talking about that the other day, you know. So, if Wimp, you know, if he hadn't slapped his secretary, he might still be working, you know. But that's neither here nor there. But I think it's going to be difficult for Anthony Grant to keep hanging on.
Oh yeah, there's no question.
At 2.3 million or 2.5 million a year.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get some W's.
That's right.
Hey, a 14-5 game right now.
Yeah.
Fairview just hitting a layup.
Yeah.
Stretching it out to 9. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And coming up next, varsity girls action. Two games, varsity girls tonight.
That's right. The first one is I think we probably called it out before, but I believe it's Holly Pond against Hansville, immediately following this game. It'll probably be around 5:15 to 5. I'm on the wrong one.
JV boys.
I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on.
There's too many of these in here.
Yeah, there's five of them.
Holly Pond, Good Hope.
I'm sorry. Time is 6:15. Okay.
And then Fairview, Cold Spring, somewhere around 7:30. And
that's right.
These games, running pretty close to on schedule when we were down here the other night, and that'll probably be the case again. You say the games usually run pretty close to schedule.
They run pretty close. It usually takes about where we get a little bit behind, Jason, is when we, like on the first Saturday, and we space those games out about an hour apiece, like a 4:00 to 5:00, and we'll get a little bit behind on that day. But, you know, if you start – you know, if you space with that many games being played, if you space them an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 15 minutes, or hour and a half, I mean, you're really late in what you put on your bracket for your start time, you know, and you just don't want to do that. So, other than the first night, you usually stay pretty much on schedule. But there's other things that play into that, too. And one of them, probably the most important one, is how many times those officials blow the whistle.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a game where they don't have to blow the whistle a lot and kids are just, you know, they're playing, they're being solid, being fundamental, not reaching and grabbing and kicking and clawing and all that kind of stuff, the games will move on. But when they're out there hacking and slapping and stuff and the whistle blows, and, you know, it just slows down the pace of the game. So
I'll never forget, to the day I die, the game that Brittany, girls game, playing at Vimont, went to J.B. Pennington and played. J.B. Pennington's girls came out, and all of them had the knee pads on like you're wearing volleyball.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, now what is the deal with this?
Yeah.
After the game started, I seen what the deal was with that. There was right at 50 fouls called in the game.
That's probably about an hour and 45 minutes, isn't it?
It was.
And even when your kid's playing,
yeah, that's torture.
That's right. They don't care whether your kid's playing or not. You don't want to watch any of that
stuff. They want to get some of them ISIS people and get some information out of them. Send them to a game. Yeah, send them to a game where there's 40, 50 files.
You got that right. Hey, Holly Pond's kind of got back in a little bit, Jason. It's 15-10 now with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the second quarter. So I think it was 9, and they've cut it down to 5. I know they just hit a 3 there. So
I'm thinking, as you said to start with, it's going to end up being a close
one. Yeah, ebb and flow, you know, ebb and flow.
All right. While she's shooting a foul shot, 15-10, as Ronnie said, time for us to take a break. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live from Wallace State Community College, home of the Coleman County Tournament.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Okay, back with you at Wallace State Community College, the Fairview JV girls, the Holly Pond JV girls out on the court going at it right now. Fairview has scored again, 17-10, 2:44 to go in the second quarter. Fairview firing up several threes and have found the target more consistently than Holly Pond so far. Holly Pond only 10 points with 2.5 minutes to go. Size-wise, Holly Pond slight advantage, but Fairview, as I said, has found the range from the three-point line. As you said, tonight, girls' night out, some would say. Varsity girls coming up next, and that may be a good one. Holly Pond, Good Hope, always a tough battle when it comes to county tournament time. Holly Pond, a solid girls team. And the nightcap, Cold Springs, Fairview, 7:30. Cold Springs, again, as Ronnie said, playing without their point guard. So what kind of difference that will make, we will see as they tip it off around 7:30. Holly Pond has hit a 3-17-13, a minute 45 to go. Holly Pond fires up another three, and we've now got a one-point game, 17-16. And Fairview's going to call a timeout, kind of regroup the defense. Holly Pond has found the range. Folks, if you're sitting at home looking for something to do, come join us at Wallace State Community College. It's starting to get a pretty good crowd here for a Thursday night to come out and see the girls play. Holly Pond, a lot of green in the crowd as we look across the court. We will be trying to update the games throughout the night if everything goes as planned. Don't forget the Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Saturday college basketball, a host of games going on that you can tune in to. Back in live action right now, we're going to stay with it. 17-16, Fairview with the ball. Takes it across. And they're going to get a carry-in call. I didn't think they were going to call that. And back in my day, Jay, that was carrying the basketball. So. Oh, you got the wrong set of headphones on. So I was trying to talk. Runny has ran off on me again. I'm going to have to get another program. I left my program at home tonight. I took it out and looked up some information and left it at home. And I don't know all these girls' names. So
can't get somebody to fax that to you?
Yeah, that would be nice. Holly Pond trailing 17-16, a minute 24. And now we got a tie game as Holly Pond has at the line for two. 17-17, minute 24. Holly Pond at the line, as I said, shooting one more. Chance to take the lead for the first time. Shot is off the back of the rim. Fairview with a rebound. All I know, Jay, is when Runny leaves, is go to some play-by-plays.
I was just thinking this is a lot closer than some of those games from Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like a close game. If I don't have a kid involved or someone close involved, I like a close game.
Well, it's that way with football, too. You know, keep you on the edge of your seat, you know, spill the popcorn everywhere when somebody scores.
Yeah,
you didn't expect them to.
Don't want those sleepers.
No.
And that's one thing about Auburn the last couple of years. You couldn't fall asleep during the game. 47 seconds to go in the first half. 17-17.
17-all, yep.
Going to be just like starting over at zero and playing a half. My counterpart going across the gym. Now, I think he's just
he looked kind of like a politician
see.
There, didn't he?
Yeah, he would be a good politician. So. Holly Pond with the ball, 44 seconds to go in the half. Will they play for one shot, or are they going to go at it?
Yep, if you traditionally tune in to Sports Talk Live, a little bit different show today. We're broadcasting live from the county basketball tournament, Wallace State. I think it's what, $5 to get in, Jason?
$5 for three games. So yeah. That's cheap entertainment anywhere you go.
And that's for the whole night. That gives you all the basketball games.
Saturday will even be a better deal. I think $5 still to get in, and there'll be five games Saturday, so $1 a game.
And nobody's paying us to be down here or anything. It's just part of us being community radio, and sports guys wanted to come cover the county basketball tournament, and here we are.
So that's it. Fairview going for one shot, 8 seconds.
They're burning down the clock, wasn't you? Uh-oh.
I think they may have got a gift right there. I think the referee bailed her out on that one.
I think that was intentional. She wanted that foul.
4.6 seconds. Fairview at the line to shoot two. A chance to take the lead in at halftime. Fairview has led for the entire game. Holly Pond yet to take the lead. Had a chance a while ago and a missed free shot. Prevented Holly Pond from taking their only lead of the night. Second shot on the way. Second shot is good.
Good, yep.
Fairview now 18-17. Clock at 3 seconds. Ball intercepted by Fairview.
That'll do it for that half.
Doesn't draw on. 18-17. Fairview takes the lead into a 10-minute half. A good half to watch. And the second half will probably be just as tight as these girls have battled it out. Coach Gamble told us before the game started that he felt good about his team. They had improved. Fairview beat them both times during regular season, but he felt good about tonight and his girls' chances. So 18-17 again, Fairview up by 1 point. All right, Jay, how about a fast break, and I'll see if we can round somebody up here. If we can't, we'll keep talking.
Very good. Great coming up. Yep.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman from the Coleman County Basketball.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at
www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Okay, welcome back to Wallace State Community College halftime. Fairview leading Holly Pond 18-17. And I was sitting here looking around, looked out, and I saw one of my high school coaches, Coach Claiborne Campbell, has joined me. Coach, welcome to the show. And first of all, I want to say congratulations. Tell people again, we announced it on our show, but Coach Claiborne Campbell was Coach of the Year, track Coach of the Year. How did you manage that, Coach?
Hey, we've got good kids right now and has great assistant coaches and just some good people down around us right now in that cross-country stuff. It kind of took off down there.
Well, I'm telling you, it did.
See, back when you was playing, I didn't know nothing about this cross-country.
No, but you acted like you did when you were getting us in shape for basketball.
I knew how to make people run.
Yeah, you did that. Hey, tell us a little bit, Coach, about, what is it, the Kudzu Classic?
It's a Kudzu Hill, Cold Springs Kudzu Hills Invitational. It's a meet that this next year will be the 11th.
Really got big.
The 11th one. And, we had, I think, 1,200 runners last year, 52 schools.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how do you go about putting together something that big? I mean, how did it grow from that? Where did you start out at?
We started out, Coach Calvert came down as the principal and he and I had already had the cross country team for about 2 or 3 years, And he said, man, we got enough property here to make a cross-country course. So I said, yeah, I'd like to do that sometime. And over the weekend, we came back on a Monday, and Coach Calvert says, well, I got it for you. I said, you got what? He said, you got the sectional. And we didn't even have a course drawn off or cut off or nothing. So I had to take a bush hog and get all that stuff done. And anyway, it was a thing to do. In that first year, I think we had maybe 200 or 300 runners, and then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I mean, we have Hewitt Trustful comes, and wow, of course Coleman, and a lot of the big schools around here. But then it's really got big for the small schools that do cross country. They need to come around and enjoy that thing.
Boy, I'm telling you, I never would have been a cross country. I just barely got across the gym, much less cross country.
You could have done it. You could have done it.
Coach Campbell, my coach in high school, and coach, we had some great times back then. And I'm telling you, this guy can swing a paddle. We were just telling Jay before we went on air here, he gave me one of the hardest paddlings I ever had. And I don't care if you're telling this story, because people get a laugh out of it. So,
well, I
tell about wearing me and Bruce Parker out.
Well, I think that y'all were doing something you weren't supposed to. And it's day of a ball game. And I said, you want me to take care of this or the principal? And you elected for me to do it. And I think from then on, you let somebody else take care of it.
Yeah, I thought the day of a ball game, you'd go a little lighter on us. But needless to say, I didn't get another piling from you. So. Coach, do you coach track only now, or are you into anything else?
I up until this year, I had middle school girls basketball, and my granddaughters were both, one of them was on the team, and then this year, Kinley, my youngest granddaughter, not my youngest, my next to the youngest granddaughter, she's went to the JV. So if I was going to coach middle school basketball, I wouldn't be able to see those girls play. And so I elected to drop out and watch those guys play and just kind of be a sideline supporter here.
Yep. That's a great thing to do. Nothing like watching them. And you put a few years in. How many years you been coaching now?
This is about 33, 34 years.
33, 34 years.
But I coach, like you said, I coach track, and as a matter of fact, tomorrow night we'll watch them play here at 5 o'clock, and then just as soon as it's over, I've got to go to Birmingham for the indoor meet, and I've got some kids down there that are going to be doing a few events down at the Crossplex in Birmingham.
So when is I am lost as a goose in a hailstorm when it comes to track. So when is track season?
Well, indoor starts pretty much the middle of December, and then it runs through the first weekend in February, and then the next week outdoor track starts, and you just start all over, and then when that's over, you start cross country. So it's pretty well continuous.
Full-time job then.
Yes.
Now
yes.
Tell us, or tell me, everybody listening may know what goes into coaching. I know coaching basketball, coaching football, I've seen that, track, I've not seen. What goes into coaching cross country?
Well, you just put a lot of miles in. We do a lot in the summer. I've got Tony Crowder. He's my assistant coach, and he's put a lot of work in. We'll one of us will be on one side of the course and the other on the other side, and we make sure they're not stopping and resting any of that. But we do a lot of mileage. We do it's kind of like weightlifting. You don't use the same muscles every practice. Mondays and Wednesdays, Fridays we'll do our long runs. On Tuesdays and Thursdays we do sprint workouts. We got kids that's probably got, when the season's over, they got close to 700, 800, 900 miles in.
Oh my goodness. Hey, that's mileage for a vehicle, much less a set of legs.
Yep.
Wow.
But in a basketball game, I don't know if you knew this, I'll probably tell you this and you'll say, uh-oh. But you're going to go probably between a mile and 2 miles if you played the whole basketball game.
I didn't know that either. So.
My daughter put a pedometer on her when she was intramural at West Alabama, and she was right at 1.6 miles at the end of the game.
So I can say I've run a mile before.
Oh, yeah.
That would be about the only way. So. I see Coach go to work early in the morning, way before the sun comes up, and a lot of mornings I go through at 4:45, 5 o'clock, and people are running down the yes. sidewalks in Coleman. And, you know, my first thought is, what's wrong with them? So.
What are they running from, huh?
Well, you ever see me running at that time of morning? Somebody's chasing.
There you go. It takes a lot of self-discipline, and I really probably some of the most self-disciplined kids do the cross country because it, I mean, you can't be with them every step. And like I said, on the backside of a workout, they're on their own. It depends on what their discipline is as far as doing the workout.
It's not like basketball where you're viewing like the whole court and you're making us run it in so many
there you
seconds.
That'd be like me telling you guys to run and going out and staying in the lobby for about 30 minutes.
I don't know. That wouldn't work with a basketball team, and I can tell you that. So.
Well, but there's a lot of things different, you know. And then you were talking about that paddling a while ago, you know. That kind of discipline, that doesn't happen anymore unless I think that's one of the last.
That's it.
Yeah. And so,
you know what? Back when we had paddlings in school, we didn't have school shootings.
Yeah, well, I don't remember the last time I did. And they have a lot of other things like in school suspension and some of it probably, you know, some of those things work maybe just as good, but, you know, that's the way we're brought up. That's what mom and daddy did, you know.
Yeah, and now that is abuse.
Yeah.
And so nothing wrong with a good paddling or a good whipping from mom and dad. Now you get on the Adrian Peterson of it, and that turns into abuse. Yeah. But nothing wrong with a good paddling every once in a while. So I had my share of them, and I don't reckon it scarred me too bad. So. Well, Coach, I know you got people to see and didn't come down here to sit here and talk all night.
It's good to see you.
I appreciate you coming in and spending a few minutes with us. War Eagle. I like to hear somebody say War Eagle. I have to put up Ronnie Barnes all the time.
Well,
the tide stuff.
You have to just look over him, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's easy to do, and he's flew the coop on me again tonight. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He thinks he's busy, you know.
But yeah, he thinks he is.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it, Coach, and hope you have a great season. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. All right, Coach Claiborne Campbell, Cold Springs Cross Country Coach. He joined us here for just a minute while we've been talking. Fairview has stretched the lead out 23-17, 3 minutes 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. So a 6-point lead for Fairview. Holly Pond only hasn't been able to find the bucket yet, and luckily for Fairview, they found it for 5 points so far. So a 6-point lead for Fairview, 3 minutes 30 seconds to go in the half. All right, Jay, if you'll take us to another break, we'll come back and wind this thing down for a Thursday edition from Wallace State Community College. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio Station.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online
at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRKMLP.
All right, back with you live from Wallace State Community College, and Lundy, the scoreboard, I think, stuck at 23-17.
Has it been there a while? Yeah, I haven't been looking.
It's been there a while. So. Fairview come out and scored pretty quick.
Well, I think, isn't that what Holly Pond had at the half?
Yeah,
it was 18-17, right?
At the half, and Holly Pond not been able to find the bucket so far the second half.
Yeah, they down six right now. You don't want it to go much further than a two-possession game, you know.
Running on the front of our banner that we have hanging from the table, there is a little cow.
Yes.
That is all over the front.
What's that represent?
Moolah.
Oh, okay.
We don't have the moolah music, but we do have a moolah clue.
We do have a moolah clue. That's exactly
you by
right.
No other than People's Bank of Alabama.
That's
they
it.
Make this possible. And, Cindy the other night said that we were going to hide moolah down here. And I may have very well said that and forgot about it, but if anybody had been looking, moolah was all over the front of our table.
Yeah.
So
that's it. If they just been a little observant.
Yeah, if they had called our hand on it,
that's
I don't
right.
know what we would have said.
Yeah, we just had to, you know, we just had to offer it up.
Yeah, we had to pay it.
You know,
moolah
no other question.
Was on the front of the table.
That's right. You got to go by what you say, you know.
All right, so. Moolah is hidden in our mind, as we always say.
Yes, yes.
So you have a clue for tonight, and I don't remember the other clues other than four.
That was the first
and
clue.
Remember, I give a clue. You might want to take a bag.
That was your clue. That's
yeah,
right.
I give a clue the other night. You might want to take
okay.
a bag.
You might want to take a bag. Four. Well, that kind of, you know.
Yeah. We're on the golf course somewhere.
The other clue was if you're looking for moolah, you might see a bird.
Right.
And my clue is, the fourth clue is, if you're looking for moolah, you might also see a marina.
You might also see a marina.
That's right.
All right. You can't call in tonight.
But you can be the first caller on Tuesday.
I tell you what we'll do.
You can't do that.
We have 14 minutes. If somebody calls my cell phone, I'm going to give my cell phone out.
Oh, you're going to give the number out?
I'm going to give the number out and let them call.
You're nuts.
Okay, I'm not going to give my number out. How about this?
If you want to give your number out, you go right ahead.
Give Ronnie's number out.
Oh, yeah. Give him Jay's number.
All right, you can call Tuesday from 4 to 6. Ronnie has talked me out of it. You don't ever know. What kind of phone calls you'll be getting.
Ain't no way I'd give my cell phone out over the radio.
You've talked me out of it.
Good.
I'm glad I have you.
Hey, if somebody knows it and they want to win it, if they know it Thursday, they're going to know it Tuesday.
That's right. Call us Tuesday, or if you're here at Wallace and happen to be listening,
that's
sit
right.
down the table and
that's right.
About it.
And if you're so desperate for $50, just go by Jason's office on Highway 222 and he'll give you
$50. Yeah. Yeah, if
go by Spiegel contract and ask for Jason.
As soon as Ronnie loans me that $6,500 per ticket, hey, Ronnie, if you look to the right down
I got
on the
two
far
of
end, there is a Indian chief has made his presence. Look down here.
Is that a Raider?
Yeah, right above the Wallace State sign.
Oh. No, that's not what I thought. It was somebody was dressed up as a chief the other day,
chief
but.
Is here.
Of course, my eyes aren't good, but he might be. He's kind of dark. Seems like he's kind of dark complected,
yeah,
you know,
is.
Got some Indian in him.
But, the Super Bowl, talked about earlier, Ronnie, the Super Bowl is safe this year from any protest. There's no Redskins in it.
Yeah.
What do you think about all that?
I think it's ridiculous.
You know, somebody could be protesting Good Hope because...
We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Because they're the Raiders. You know, they wear them, have a mascot of a, you know, Indian chief. So, we've talked about that before. So, I think it's ridiculous, personally. I mean.
Hey, Coach Meyer just texted me the location of Moolah.
Well, as much money as he makes.
He says it's in the tater patch. Coach, you're close. And if I was on the golf course, that's where...
that's
my
where,
ball would
that's
be.
If there was one nearby, that's where you hit it.
Yeah, and Coach.
I figured he'd say, is it V&W? You know, every answer he ever gave was, it's at V&W.
While we know we've got him listening, you need to give us a call or come by the station about Tuesday and see if we can get him on. Let's talk about Coleman.
Yeah, if they don't play.
Winning that area.
Yeah.
The win against Austin the other night. And did you see any pictures from Coleman High School?
All I heard was it was completely standing room only.
Wow. Tyler had picked up some pictures that somebody had tweeted and a video of the student section. And if that don't fire
they had,
up for
they
a
had it go,
game,
they had it going on.
They had it working.
And he may be down here. A lot of times he'll, you know, he comes to the tournament, so I don't know that he's coming tonight, but if he does, he knows. Well, he better get here in a hurry if he's coming by tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left, and that's going to do it. We're going to wrap it up for the night. Kind of backed off the update for tonight due to a neck and shoulder.
You got problems?
I've got going on here. I don't know if I've got
that new truck.
Yeah,
that new truck.
The truck I've been riding in, rough ride.
I'll take it and ride. We can need some. What it needs to be broken in, and I'll be glad to break it in for you.
You're the man.
You know, I will. I mean, I'll just do it out of the kindness of my heart.
Now, as soon as you loan me that,
you can drive that
$500 per ticket for the Super Bowl.
Well, we can just swap keys, and you can have that 2000 Acura that I'm in out there with about 300,000 miles on it.
Well, you know, that's a good one. I don't know if that truck's going to be a good one yet.
Well, you need me to find out.
That's what Daddy always says. He knows his truck's a good one. Because it's got nearly 200,000 miles.
Well, you can't really argue that point, can you?
No. 27-21, Fairview in the lead, 6 minutes, 17 seconds to go. But if they hang on, it'll be another case for the higher seed.
Yeah, that sure will. It's still, you know, still up in the air. Anybody can win this thing. You know, two possession games, 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play, and Hollybon has the ball. So, still a lot of basketball to be played. Probably going to come down to some turnovers, Jason, as it normally does.
And
this may be one right here.
We're going to get a timeout.
Get a timeout before he gets a 10-second violation. So,
Holly Pond trailed 6-7 points for the biggest part of the first half. And, Ronnie, you've seen it.
Yeah.
The people that didn't, right before halftime, they come down, hit a couple of threes.
Yeah.
Hit a free shot. Actually had the chance to take the lead and missed the second free shot. And went down one at halftime.
And that's something that the three-point line has also done for the game, Jason. You know, if you're down, you know, 6, 7, 8 points, 9 points, whatever, you are not out of it with a three-point line.
Oh, that's right. And this is JV girls, and people may think, well, they're not going to hit that many three-pointers. Folks, I'm telling you, fourth and fifth grade girls now are shooting three-pointers.
And if you throw it up there, it does have a chance to go in.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Ronnie,
so.
Let's look at the rest of the tournament and go back over our projected winners.
Okay.
I guess we will start here with the ninth grade boys division. We've got that game has already been played, and I don't have a
Holly
winner.
Pond.
Holly Pond, the winner
Holly
there.
Holly Pond's in the finals against West Point.
Who are you taking in the finals in that
league? I'm going to take Holly Pond.
I am, too, because they're the higher seed. All right. In the JV girls right now going on, Fairview and Holly Pond, I'm going to take Fairview since they've got a six-point lead.
I agree, and I think we picked that one earlier. So, yeah, I was with Fairview as well. So
Friday night, Cold Springs, the number three seed, playing West Point, the number two seed, in the JV girls.
I'm going with West Point.
I'm going to go with West Point too.
And it's not because in this case it is not because they are, you know, 2 and 3. That's really close. But I know one of Cold Springs' JV girls has torn an ACL and is just had surgery or having surgery. So one of their players is out. So
all right, so that would put in your bracket would put West Point, well, in mine too. West Point, Fairview in the championship Saturday.
Right.
And who are you going to have in that one?
Well, just to be different, I'm going to go West Point.
All right, I'm going to stick with Fairview. Number one seed, they were there for a reason, so I'm going to stick with them.
All right, I'm taking West Point.
JV boys, the finals are set. Holly Pond, West Point, Saturday, 4 p.m. Holly Pond, the number one seed. West Point, the number two seed.
Now I'm going with Holly Pond.
Okay, just to be different, I'm going to go with West Point.
I kind of felt that might be coming.
Okay, in the varsity girls division, the finals will be set tonight.
Right.
So we got to pick tonight's game.
Exactly.
Holly Pond playing Good Hope next, 6:15.
I'm taking Holly Pond.
I'm going to take Holly Pond also. Fairview, the number 3 seed, playing Cold Springs, the number 2 seed at 7:30.
I'm going to take Cold Springs, even though McKinley Davis, who was our starting point guard, had ACL surgery today. But I'm still going with Cold Springs.
I'm going with Cold Springs. They've been there and done that.
Many times.
And so
that makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Holly Pond. The way we see it, Holly Pond will play in Cold Springs in the championship. Who you got?
Because of the fact that Cold Springs has lost their point guard, even though I believe they're going to get in the finals, I believe Holly Pond will be successful in winning the tournament, varsity girls.
Yeah, I've got also Holly Pond winning the girls division, so we are going to agree on the winner of that one also.
Yep.
The boys division, the winners will be set tomorrow night. The championship games will be set. Cold Springs playing Vimont tomorrow night, 6:30. Cold Springs, the number 1 seed, number 1 in Class 2A, playing Vimont.
I think you said it all when you said, you know, number 1 team in the tournament, plus currently ranked number 1 in Class 2A in the state. So I'm taking Cold Springs, even though they played last week, and I think it was, you know, maybe about a 10-point game. Closer than that most of the way, but I've just got to take Cold Springs.
I'm going to go with Cold Springs also in that one. Okay, in the other bracket, West Point, Holly Pond, tomorrow night, 7:30. Holly Pond, the number 2 seed. West Point, the number 3 seed. Holly Pond, the number 1 team in 3A. And has this ever happened before?
No, it has not.
May not ever see it again.
May never see it again, that's right. But, two good clubs. West Point is quite talented. They're 5A. They're big. You know, they got Ryder Jones and they got the Wren. They got several kids who can play. Good club. I just think Holly Pond's a little bit better. I think they're a little deeper. And I'm just sticking with Holly Pond to beat West Point in a close one. I think it'll be less than six.
Less than six. I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think also agree with it. It's going to be a close one. Holly Pond, Cold Springs, the way we see it, we'll be squaring off Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Right.
Who you got, the number one team in Class 2A versus the number one team in Class 3A?
Well, normally, most of the time, the higher the classification, the little bit better basketball. Not always, certainly, but a lot of the time. So for that reason and that reason only, I'm taking Holly Pond.
All right.
I know what you're going to do.
With Cold Springs, I think they've got the best player in Coleman County.
And don't argue Chris that.
Chambers, and I think he will be the difference maker. Cold Springs wins that one. And as you said in the other game, I think it's going to be a close one.
I
think Cold Springs is going to come out the winner.
Well, there you go. Here we are, 3:39 left, Jason, and it is now ballooned to an 11-point game, 33-22, and the result of that is probably, what I've seen, is Holly Pond's inability to take care of the ball. They've turned it over and haven't been able to convert shots, and Fairview has, so that's
11,
kind of the bottom line.
11-point lead, Ronnie. I think we're in safe hands to turn it off and leave people with it.
Folks,
we will be back Tuesday.
Call early for Moolah.
That's right. Call early for Moolah, a normal edition of Sports Talk Live from the studio. And until then, we're going to leave it with you. Watch a little basketball.
That's it.
Get ready. Super Bowl Sunday coming up. We'll have plenty to talk about next week. We'll revisit the county tournament and talk about the all-tournament team and the winners and just how they got there. So,
that's right.
Ronnie, appreciate you.
Yeah, man, enjoyed it.
Join us. I know you got a million things going on, but you took time to help us out here.
Yeah, glad to, Jason.
All right, folks. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 from Wallace State Community College. Come down, see a basketball game, and some cheap entertainment.
That's right.
We'll talk to you Tuesday, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? I stand you to the edge of the scene. Out the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sing it. Thank you. Good again. Hey, and another one come, and another one come, another one bites the dust.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
In the front, cruising down the freeway.